enjoyment, we now present the Moonlight Melodies of Martin Segundo and the Scintilla Strings. Our first selection is the perennial favorite, and Twilight Falls on NGC 891.
Hello and welcome to show 48 of Radio Clash. This is the Enraged Pirate Edition. Mayhem happening in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoyed that sort of intro madness. That was Guerrilla Radio Shit Up Mix by Duff Vader, and that's from the new Enraged album with the Rage in capitals, which has just gone up on Boom Selection, and I'll be playing several tracks from that and this week's today's this week's whenever show. And I'm Tim. I hope you're all well. I'm recording on new equipment. Ooh, I have new toys to play with. I've actually bought a iRiver H340, and I'm amazed. It's all, like, you know, quiet. There's no weird kind of like interference from beyond the grave happening in the background, which I love. We've just had the All Hands on Decks, which was last night, which is why I'm rather a bit hoarse, as I am always these things. It was what I would call, if I was a wanky journalist, New Rave with NU, because it was like rave breaks and beats and grime and all that sort of things all sort of played at 150-160 BPM at the end. I haven't got those tracks, but I've got some of the tracks played by some of the DJs, which included Stinking Rich, Jules, and Cartel. So it's a bit of a Jules show, because he was arranging the Enraged CD, which is all Rage Against the Machine, all mixed up. I'm not going to witch on too much. I'm going to play Fake ID, Take the Power Back Mix, which is also from the same album, and then I'll go into Jules' track from the album, which is a bit more of Glitch, but I thought I'd spare you the glitch just for the moment.
Fucking wall. George, well kept. I guess he didn't ring the fool. music. Listen to that bullshit shit that he learned in school.
We got to.
That was Eat the Machine by Jules MF. Various things in there. Ganja Crew, Sharpshooter, of course, Rage Against the Machine, and various other things. And before that was Take the Power Back, the Fake ID Mix. I say they're all available at boomselection.info. Because it was arranged by Jules initially, and then Dan finished it. Hence, the there's a lot of glitchage on there. But of course, Jules organising it is a sort of a major glitcher as well. And the tracks I'm playing, the four tracks I'm playing in the show are certainly my favourites. One of the sad things is this actually means it's the it's Boom is going out with a bang. It's Boom Selection is bowing out. Boom Selection was one of the first MP3 blogs. Certainly, it was the first mashup MP3 blog. So it's sad to see it go. But I spoke to Dan at Pirate last night, which was Saturday, the 2nd of October. You know, about it, and he's now down here studying, you know, at university, and is sort of kind of getting on with his life and wants to sort of move on and do other things, which I think is fair enough, and I'm sure he'll do something a similar vein or better in the future. And it's good to see him down here. So it's what's Boom's loss is London's gain. I'm sure the Manchester posse will turn around and slap me for saying that. So what I'm going to do now is, as I say, the All Hands on Deck night was last night. It was totally manic. I've got a couple of tracks that were played on the night, which I managed to track down. Oops, sorry. And then I've got an interview with Don from Pirate, who, if you've the old listeners who've heard previous ones, interviews done at things like Bastard, would know. This was a sober interview. The last interview was rather drunken. But it's a very good interview. I'm going to play that in two parts. But first, I'm going to play a track. This is by The Young Punks, and it was played by Stinkin' Rich, who told me what it was, and I went and scuttled off and found it. It's on their website, actually, and he releases this 12-inch. And if you've heard Negative Land, Destroy Rock and Roll, there's this long rant about Michael Jackson and various other, Paul McCartney, Cindy Looper, and then Milo took that sample and did his Destroy Rock and Roll single, single and track on his sort of title track on his album. And this is an update, this is a Z-List update, and it's very funny. I'll speak to you shortly after the interview. Should be about 12 minutes of interview, and then a couple of tracks, so it's probably about 15-20 minutes. Speak to you soon.
All perversions of the brown eye through distorted and exaggerated personalities, perverted news reports on people with little or no talent, and we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of celebrity crap directed against our entire culture through the red top papers and gossip magazines, and working specifically through these individuals for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God. Abby Titmus, Paris Hilton, Rachel Stevens, Darren Day, Simon Cowell, Katie Price, Paul Jordan, Jerry Hanawell, David Furnish, Tara Palmer Tompkinson, Girls Aloud, Big Brother and its contestants, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Nicole Richie, boy bands and artists who duet with them, Parson Becks, Charlotte Church, Jody Marsh, Carrie Katona, Caprice, Robbie Williams, Fran Cosgrove, Vanessa Feltz, Callum Best, Jamie Oliver, S Club 7, The British Royal Family, Nasty Nick, Nicole Smith, The Crazy Frog, Abby Titmus, Paris Hilton, Rachel Stevens, Darren Day, Simon Cowell, Katie Price, Paul Jordan, Jerry Hanawell, David Furnish, Tara Palmer Tompkinson, Girls Aloud, Big Brother and its contestants, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Nicole Richie, Abby Titmus, Paris Hilton, Rachel Stevens, Day, Simon Cowell, Katie Price, Paul Jordan, Jerry Hanawell, David Furnish, Tara Palmer Tompkinson, Girl. British royal family, Nasty Nick, Nicole Smith, the Crazy Frog, the Crazy Frog.
Hi, it's Tim from Radio Clash, and I'm speaking to Don at All Hands on Decks.
Hello.
And I've got no idea what I'm going to ask you, but how's it going so far?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's pretty busy, and that's all good. Everything, all the music's been good, and everyone seems to be having a good time.
Certainly, Cartel has been kind of really kicking things off down there. He's just already played "Gimme Ragga Joanna."
Yeah, I'm quite pleased about that, because it was looking a bit quiet for a moment from the music point of view, but we're hoping to sort of kick things off in a bit more of a hardcore, ragga, jungle, electro, rave style.
So you're going to go more kind of grime and heavier from now on?
Nothing's going to be less than 150 BPM. we did a live mix on Monday, and we're playing everything at like plus 25.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah. If it isn't already at jungle gabba speed, we're going to be playing it at that speed.
So, what other places are you playing from now on?
Pirate places.
Sorry, what was that?
What are the pirate gigs you're doing?
Right, we've got Boom Party on the 5th, and then we've got Gaibo Night in Glasgow. We've got West of in Bristol, and then we're doing the Gaibo Christmas Party, and there's a few others to be confirmed.
Cool. I noticed that Dan, the doctor's down there, he's now made it down to London.
Yeah, that's quite cool actually. I asked him about the CDs, but he said they're in the post. that's cool. I think he probably wants to get a bit of an idea of what we're going to be doing on the 5th in Manchester.
Cool. Well, it's going to be from whatever. The amount of dancing I've been doing earlier, it's going to be a good one, definitely.
I hope so. We're gonna kick it off fairly hardcore, and then sort of go upwards harder and faster from there. It's chaos. That's the idea.
Well, Josh said you've got some special tunes lined up. You've been working with Josh, otherwise known as Cryo My Console. You've been working on.
Yeah, we had a few ideas. I spent a couple of days up with Josh just doing some live mixing, and a few ideas came out of that, which we're going to be fleecing tonight.
Anything to watch out for?
Well, I'm personally quite excited about a mix of Vitalik's Luwak Number 1 with Shut Up and Dance's Raving I'm Raving.
Cool, that's one of my favourite tracks.
It has, one's in a major key and one's in a minor key, but it sounds to me like they're complementary keys.
I thought Vitalik was using a key of X.
I don't have a fucking clue, mate. I just listen, and normally if it sounds right, it is right.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I'm not really going to be I won't mention any names, but yeah, I'm not going to be picky about that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it's just brilliant. Like, the Vitalik track is a classic, and it's a good instrumental anyway. But just finding out it works with the I'm raving vocal, to me it sort of sums up a lot of what we're doing. It's got that cheeky pop culture sampling from Shut Up and Dance, and it's got really hard banging techno edge from Vitalik, and that to me it kind of encapsulates what we're doing.
Are you going to be at the Shut Up and Dance gig on the 14th?
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, there's a gig which has got Cassette Boy, C-Fax, Acid right. Sound System, and Shut Up and Dance at the Electroworks on the 14th. I'm going to be there.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, obviously, being only a youngster, me and Josh sort of missed out on this, and part of that is why we're doing Pirate, because our generation just hasn't had anything to get excited about. The biggest musical events of our late teens have been Jungle, which was great, and obviously spent a fair amount of teens going to Jungle things and so on. And then there was Electro Clash, which pretty much died on its arse straight away, much to my bemusement, because it should have been really, really good. And it certainly had a massive influence on pop music, but as an actual movement, it just died on its arse. So what we're hoping is that we can sort of kick off something a bit new, and something that people of our generation can get excited about, the way people say 10 years older might have got excited about rave.
Well, it's something I found out about the, like, the, I'm listening to the new Hardfire album, and it's like this idea of DIY. You do your own album, you do your own night, you do it all yourself. You don't wait for someone else to do it for you. It's like the punk ethos. It's like punk, but in the noughties.
Yeah, it's a very punk approach to dance music. There's no one playing what we want to hear, and there's no one putting on the sort of nights that we want to go to. So if we do it ourselves, and then other people are like, yeah, this is what we've been waiting for, then that's great. If we put on, you know, if it doesn't work out and no one's been listening for it, then, like, evidently we're on our own. But I think there is scope for people to get excited about something that's a bit new and a bit different. And certainly any time we've played out together, you know, we've had, like, complete converts to what we're doing.
Well, certainly I spoke to Cartel Mike, who's DJing at the moment, and he was saying how it's good that after about 5 years of doing Bastard, you've actually got someone actually sort of doing something similar. He said there's quite a silent vibe down there, which I think is a good compliment.
That is a big compliment, because obviously we have so much respect for the Cartel Boys and for Bastards. It's definitely got some similarities with what they're doing, but I mean, it's also got some similarities with the Holotronics movement in America. There's club nights like Bangface, who are doing, again, it's a similar thing, but they're a bit more hardcore, breakcore, you know, a bit less pop culture. So it's just trying to, like, bring it to what we want, which is, like, lots and lots of pop culture, but also, like, very, very hard and edgy.
Yeah, sort of the grime kind of esque.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, there's great pop music being made at the moment, but if you've ever been to a grime rave, it's all kind of a bit serious and
yeah. I went to one for the warp one, and it was so much bass that I was actually couldn't hear for like 4 days.
I went to a DMZ rave in St Matthew's Church Mass, and the bass was so intense that I threw up all over the place.
I was actually feeling physically
sick. It's great, but it's a bit serious. It's like if you take that sort of intense bass and then sort of like mix it into Kylie.
that's actually radical.
That's totally like what we want to do, and like take all these different bits of like what's exciting from like now and from the past and whatever, and sort of like create something that's going to appeal to like the girls on the dance floor as well as like the more serious music heads. And I don't know, we're really just playing what we want to hear.
make a sound. Words will quieten down. I need to make a sound. Hot dog, you'll bet. I'm battered by your simmer grip. Lucky a lot, feeling shit. My stamina can take it. Mastic, super fit. Muscle in your gun clip. Bite teeth, no bleed. Tied up in the scarf piece. What you want? Bucky down gun. What you want? That fire down bun. What you want? Bucky down gun. The people, physical brute force. Still, I am you, the boss. Yeah, you're so doable. Grind me down, sugar salt. Stop, 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 stop,
sort of new things start, is you play stuff that's not being heard at the moment.
Well, you say that, but so many nights seem to spring up where they go, well, here's a bandwagon to jump on. And yeah, it's one of those things that I genuinely think is killing music. Like, I think in years to come, the post-punk revival is going to be seen in the same way that like Nirvana was seen.
Or prog.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that sort of like, it's such a, like, say like Nirvana, like great band, like seriously great band, but like their influence on music was terrible. I mean, what have you got? Like Pearl Jam, Mud Honey. It's just like this horrible like influence on music where everything's been dragged down. Like, I was so excited when I started seeing things saying about disco punk. Yeah. I was like, disco, punk, dance, punk. It's like brilliant, brilliant idea. And then I found out they basically meant 8-minute cowbell solos.
Well, what freaked me out about those bands is that they took the Gang of Four sound, but totally, like Radio 4's first album, but ignored the politics. The politics is such a major part of that sound. It's only now they're starting to get political with the stuff with Bush.
Yeah, it's just being stripped of anything worthwhile. You're getting DFA, who aren't terrible in themselves, but everything's 8 minutes long, everything's boring and it's pointless. It's just taking the worst of dance and the worst of punk and putting them together, you know, to create something that's...
But they sold out to EMI.
Well,
DFA's label was sold to EMI.
It doesn't.
That just shows you.
It doesn't entirely surprise to me. Like they're not speaking to the kids, and you know, they sort of partly referenced it in Losing My Edge, but yeah, like yeah, they are losing their edge. All that sort of view that music has to be serious and like long, and DJs are taking you on a journey. It's all total fucking bollocks. Music should be sharp, instantaneous. It should be pop. It should be like Ramones 2.5-minute covers.
Yeah,
like quick, like bish bash bosh.
What I liked about bootlegs is they're unsellable. And also the fact that you can, as mentioned before, Spoonful of Sugar. You can actually drop the pop references, but actually slide in all kinds of quite radical shit in the background.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about, you know, that kind of music, that bootlegging, but also mixing and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's the whole collage thing of taking like disparate influences and creating them into something that's greater than the sum of the parts. And to me that you know, like, it's just such an obvious thing to do. It just surprised me that everyone isn't sort of doing it and sort of going like, well, there's all these different things I like, and let's like bring everything together rather than going, I'm going to be into post-punk this month, and then, you know, when the fashion magazines tell me to be into like what the next revival is, I'll get into that, and it's all like be this all like really wholehearted, like this is what I'm into. It's just like,
well, that's why I hate the Killers so much.
Yeah,
I mean, the 80s revival's on the card for the last 10 years. And it's like, I mean, Men's Wear didn't get anywhere with it. These Animal Men. oh, suddenly the Killers get somewhere, and it's like, oh god.
But I mean, Menswear had better tunes than the Killers.
I know they did.
Yeah, Menswear had some sympathy for, like, the Killers and all that. It's just like, who starts a band to think, I want to sound like most other bands at the moment? I want to do what other people are doing. That's me. Music should be like a burning passion thing. Like, you've got to get it out. I mean, my little brother's here on the door, and it's like,
hello.
What he's doing isn't like fashionable, but it's like, it's what actually is coming from him.
Yeah,
and that to me is like, means a whole lot more.
Yeah,
it's all, you know, it should be like a need to create music, not just going like, well, I want to be in a band or I want to be a DJ.
Yeah,
it's all that sort of thing where the romance of the idea is more than the actual need to bring something new to like the table.
Well, I always think that it's a people who want to be DJs are exactly the kind of people who shouldn't be DJs, and people who don't want to be DJs should be DJs. It's one of these really weird reverse things.
Yeah,
the people who have the ideas are not the ones who do actually DJ necessarily. Not all the cases, but a lot of the time.
Yes, it's a lot of the case, and you can apply it to it. It's a typical quote with politics and so on. But yeah, like, people that think that DJing is like a glamour thing, I just think they're kidding themselves. It's not every man and his dog's a DJ now.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one of the reasons why, you know, I could, like, when I DJ, I almost got to take the piss out of it. And that's what I'm aiming to do in the future, is take the piss out of DJing in a way, but in a good way. And it kind of like say, well, this is the tunes, but I'm really not going to bother to try and mix beat match this shit.
Yeah, if people ask me what I do, and like if I say DJ, like, part of me cringes inside.
Do you do funky house? No.
Exactly. There's too many people DJing. I'm not saying anything, and so I sincerely hope that what me and Josh are doing is something that's a little bit different. And certainly we're doing it because we really, really love it, and we really get excited. And, you know, certainly speaking for ourselves, we're constantly swapping tracks with each other and just barely able to contain our excitement at how good the music is. And that's, it's not about us. It is about, like, we want to get people to listen to all this good music there is. And, like, you just don't have an opportunity to hear because... Yeah, the music press and MTV, it's all. I don't hate it, but it's all quite, yeah, it's all quite streamlined. You've got certain things and they get pushed, and there's so much good music, you know, there's stuff from, like, you know, the 1920s that you can play out now, and everyone goes mad for it. It's just a case of finding that really good music, and if you're really dedicated, like, finding all that good music and playing it out and have people react. It's a raw buzz.
I think that's a very good ethos, and I'm sorry, I'm keeping you from your DJing stint. So, thank you, Don. This is Tim signing off for the moment from All Hands on Deck down in Soho, and definitely it's going to be a good night, and I think it's going to be a good one. I'll see you soon.
Take it easy, mate.
Radio Clash. Radio Clash. And here's our host.
I am Indy Wayne, and this is Bootleg Garth. Say hello, Bootleg Garth.
Hello.
That was Don. Well, before the cheesy advert was Don at All Hands on Decks. Right in the middle was the Young Punks with Destroy Celebrity Crap. Right in the middle was Chaos Productions with Mia in Funky Town, which is a mix of Mia with Lip Sync, Funky Town, remember that? And and a bit of Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant. And before that was Young Punks Destroy Celebrity Crap. Now I'm going to play a sort of a mini mix. It's only going to be about four or five tracks. And in honour of the Saturday night, this is the Saturday night mix. So I hope you enjoy it.
Here. Super.
Hi, that was Living for the Weekend, the Saturday mix. And at the start was, of course, The Weekend Starts Here from Fatboy Slim, his first Fatboy Slim album. Then there was Soul Wax with Saturday Night Meets Billie Jean, which is, I think it's Michael Gray versus Michael Jackson. Then there was DJ Zebra with... Michael Gray and something else, Get Down Saturday Night. And then there was Hard Fry with Living for the Weekend, Tone Blender with Take Your Mama Fighting, which is Sissy Sisters versus Nickelback's version of Saturday Night's Alright for Fighting. Then Weekend Alright Take Your Mama Out, which is Elton John versus Sisters versus Michael Gray. And that's, of course, the original version of taking Saturday Night's Alright for Fighting. So, that's the end of the show, and I hope y'all had fun. It's just kind of a mad weekend so far. I'm waiting for sort of Doug's over for Sunday night, so I'm sort of waiting to sort of meet up with him, which is weird, because it's like, oh, it's a school night, but you can, sort of actually have arranged a sort of a later start tomorrow, and that should be cool. So I'm going to play out with another song from Enraged. This is Killing in the Name Of. This is DeSicco's version. If you want to give feedback on Radio Clash, you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net or at timbearcub@gmail.com. Either of those work. Both can do attachments and stuff like that. And you can feedback at the blog. I didn't actually talk about the fact the servers went down. The servers went totally kabut sort of while I was doing show 47, which wasn't funny. And the comments were out, but the comments are now back up, so you can leave feedback on my blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. I love to get feedback. And I'll see you all soon.
Some of those workforces are the same, the burnt crosses. Some of those workforces are the same, the burnt crosses. Yeah. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told ya. And now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya. And now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya. And now you do what they told ya.
Told you die.
Justified for wearing the badge and chosen rights.
You justified.
Those who died for wearing the badge and chosen rights.
Those who died
are justified for wearing the badge and chosen rights.
You're justified
for those who died for wearing the badge and chosen rights.
Come on.
Some of those workforces are the same, the burnt crosses. Now you do what they told ya. Now you do what they told ya.
Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Now you're under control.
Now you do what they told you.
Start that again, shall we?